One of the big issues we've looked at this year has been the ever-present threat to our planet's biodiversity. Species are under immense pressure, but sometimes animals can surprise you and thrive in unexpected places, as Connie found out earlier in the year. She visited a brownfield site, which is an area which used to be developed, Creekside Discovery Centre in London, with tour guide Nick Bertrand.
So you need the same size...
I've got big feet.
You've got big feet?
Yeah.
What size?
Size 9.
Size 9, ooh. Get you. So they're size 9. Say size 9 waders for size 9 feet.
Fantastic, I'll find the man's waders.
Yes, that's right. Huge thigh-high rubber waders. You may have seen something similar on Fisherman.
Okay. I feel like a bit of an idiot.
That's fine. That's all right. We've got loads of idiots around here.
All booted up, we were ready to go. Creekside is on a tiny wedge of land with a bank of wildflowers leading down to the river. A rare sight in a part of London that, as you may be able to hear, is undergoing huge amounts of redevelopment.
We've cranes to the left of us, cranes to the right of us, cranes ahead of us, and we're going into the valley of the creek.
Great. Let's go.
As we come over the brow of the slope here, we're moving down from dry land into wetland, and you can see the white flowers just ahead, and they're the flowers of hemlock water dropwort, which tell you you are moving into the wetland zone.
And it gets a bit less pretty down the bottom. I start to see the sludge.
Well, don't forget, where you are now, if you were standing here 6 hours from now, you'd be underwater. So up there where all the white flowers are, that's the shallow water. And then when you're moving into the deeper area where the tide's really going to be covering it by more than a metre or so, the vegetation, there's very few plants that can cope with that.
We began to wander into the river itself, a hive for biodiversity with fish, frogs, crabs and... well, an awful lot of rubbish, really. I couldn't help wondering if the animals might be a bit happier in a river free from shopping trolleys and old mattresses.
Here now, probably not. I mean, the river itself is clean. What everybody wants to do, the creek, when they first see it, is clean it up and tidy it up and pull everything out. And that can actually be detrimental to the wildlife here. Because a creek is a very specialised environment anyway, there's lots of things the wildlife has to be able to cope with, and actually some of the rubbish in the creek actually helps it do that. So Jill Goddard, who was running the project to do with the creek in the 90s, she organised a clean-up at the top end of the creek. On one weekend, over 400 shopping trolleys were removed, and a couple of weeks after the clean-up, the number of young fish in the creek had halved.
Wow, just a couple of weeks after?
Yes, so... that immediately got everybody thinking about the one thing that had happened that had changed in that period was the removal of the shopping trolleys. And because we've got no natural riverbanks, these are places young fish go in to hide in amongst when the tide comes in. As you can see, at low tide here, there's no big bad fish. No. As soon as the tide comes in, so do the big bad fish. So the little fish need to get out of the way. What they do is they go into the vegetation sites. They can't do that here because there isn't the vegetation. What they have got is shopping trolleys. So the shopping trolleys accumulate debris. There's only one side anything can get into a shopping trolley. So they're a perfect little refuge. And they provide a niche for not just fish, but all sorts of other invertebrates and other things too. But we're not trying to encourage people to chuck things into it. We're just... trying to work with what we've got here to make the best of it, which is what the wildlife does as well.